68. Reading.
Nature cheats. If you think cheating is something that was invented by the human mind, think again. Cheating has been practiced for centuries by creatures like the cuckoo finch. Actually, this bird is famous for its con, which is much more sophisticated than anything humans have come up with. Cuckoo finches don't bring up their chicks on their own. They manage to get them raised by other birds. How does the deception work? First, a foster parent must be found, someone who will take care of the cuckoo finch's eggs. This role is usually played by two species of birds that lay gorgeously coloured eggs. Once the cuckoo finch has found her foster parent, she places a few of her own eggs in its nest, together with the ones the foster parent has laid. Amazingly, the colour and design of the cuckoo finch's eggs will always be very similar to the eggs of the foster parent. That's not all. In order to make sure their chicks survive, foster parents may change the colour of their own eggs so they can tell them apart from the intruder's eggs. But some cuckoo finches adapt to this strategy. If the foster parent's egg changes from blue to red, then the cuckoo finch's egg will go red too. What is more, the cuckoo finch lays her eggs in the same nest over and over again. For this reason, many foster mothers begin to think it's normal to have chicks that look a little different to their own. This is why most of them don't throw the intruders out of the nest. Moreover, the cuckoo finch's eggs hatch before the other eggs. By the time the real chicks are born, the foster mother is being kept very busy feeding the little cuckoo finches. Her own chicks sometimes starve to death. Believe it or not, this kind of behaviour isn't unique. It's called brood parasitism, and you can see it in many species of birds, insects, as well as some fish. Take the cuckoo catfish, for example. This parasite manages to get its eggs into the mouth of another species of fish. The fraudulent eggs hatch first and then eat all the other babies. It still isn't completely understood how these animals create such clever cons. But one thing is clear: the reason animals behave this way. It's because brood parasitism is a brilliant survival skill. Any parent will tell you that bringing up children requires lots of effort. However, if you can have your babies raised by someone else, well, then you can spend all your time and energy on producing more offspring.